Hey there. Today I want to talk about why people give up. And I want to talk about it in two contexts, which is really just one. You have when people give up on a business or a project or an effort, and when they give up on a personal level. And they're related, although slightly differently. So when you give up, this all came, let me back up. This all came up with this post I saw about how, your business needs to make sure it has enough runway. Your project needs to make sure it has enough runway. Runway is the number of, usually the number of months, not years, usually the number of months that you can continue to operate until you run out of money and you have to give up and you have to send everybody home and just stop. Right, because you needed money to operate, and you ran out of money, so you can't operate anymore. Close up shop, send everybody home, and that's one form of giving up because you simply, if you are dependent on the money to run the project, then you run out of money. You can't run the project anymore. Okay, so that's one kind of giving up, but I think it speaks to lack of planning on the part of the leadership team to end up in that position. And I remember when the economy really started going south, just a couple years ago, things started to kind of get worse, get tougher. And the first sign that you actually get is from venture capital companies who were sending letters to all the companies that they fund. And the letters were saying things like, hey, extend your runway. We want you to have 2 years of runway, 2 years, right? So get your expenses down, cut your costs, cut your expenses so that you can not run out of money for 2 years because we're not sure you're going to get any more in that time frame. So it's an interesting thought, right? And so being a good leader for any project, whether it's a for-profit, non-profit, or just something you yourself would like to do, just something personally important to you, means making sure that you have enough runway to ensure success. And what often happens is, especially in the business world, when people take in venture capital, they have this huge influx of cash. Right? It might be hundreds of thousands, it might be millions, it might be tens of millions. I've seen ridiculous fundings and valuations. And what do? They go and start spending it all, right? They go hire huge teams. They do all of these things that ultimately create risk in their runway. But then there's other projects, like on Geode Blockchain. We never needed money to begin with. We started with a zero money, all volunteer effort. And that means that we have infinite runway. That means we don't ever have to give up. We don't ever have to stop. We can't be stopped. We could keep going for decades. We can outlast everybody else that requires cash to operate. And think about what that means when you have a personal project you're undertaking, right? So whether or not you're starting a business, or maybe you're just, you have that book you want to write. What kind of runway do you need? And it's not just money, right? So, having addressed what I think is the money side of the runway, there are also other things that cause people to stop and give up on their efforts. It could be lack of motivation, it could be burnout. And burnout leads to lack of motivation. It could be you're not really aligned with the values to begin with. So there's a lot of aspects to consider when you get going on any project, even if it's just a project for yourself. And you go, well, this isn't a startup. I'm just writing that book I've always wanted to write, or painting that picture I've always wanted to paint, or, starting that blog I always wanted to do. No matter what project you personally undertake, it requires a certain amount of perseverance over a span of time. if it's any, if it's a project of any size at all, which is where you'd want to worry about your emotional and intellectual and energetic runway. And think about those. Can you proceed at a pace that's reasonable that you won't get burned out? What would that look like? How much effort could you continually offer over a long period of time, possibly years? You know, are you really lined up with the values of this big project so that you can keep that going over time, right? And there are times when it makes sense to put 100% of yourself into something, but it's not sustainable over the long term. And I know that, you know, go hard or go home and go big, 18-hour days, very Yang style leadership of the self and of the project is very popular these days, but it doesn't work for everybody. And sometimes you need a more manageable, a more moderate, something that can actually be sustained over the long term to have the right approach to actually get there. Now, why do you want to extend this runway? Because that's the big idea. You want this runway, this emotional, intellectual, energetic, and financial runway as long as possible. Why? Because the longer you keep at it, the higher chance that you'll succeed in accomplishing what you're trying to do. So think about what that looks like for you in your personal projects, in your business efforts and projects, whatever it happens to be, and think about how you can extend the duration of the time that you could grind away at that thing to increase your chance of success. And if you can create an infinite runway to be like, oh, I can do this for decades, I could do this for the rest of my life like this, then you have 100% chance of success because you will never have to stop. You will never have to just quit and send everybody home. You could just keep going forever. And if you can keep going forever, you'll eventually get there. So that's thoughts on runway today. Send me your thoughts. I know on YouTube, I disable the comments. So send your thoughts to me at the website. Just go to the website. It's in the show notes. And you can send me a text from there. Tell me what you're thinking. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Twitter, and I'll put that in the notes as well. Like and subscribe if you want more of this kind of stuff. I'm going to be putting my thoughts out there a little more often these days. If you have questions, go to the website, shoot me a text from there, and let me know. Let me know what you're thinking about. Let me know what you're working with and how I can help. Thanks all. See you soon.